Where do you begin with someone like Mordecai Rubenstein, also known as Mr. Mort, also known as the reluctant anthropologist? Mordecai is the eclectic voice of menswear and has been for years. You can't put him in a box because he'll always be bigger than that. He has a never-ending stream of consciousness and says some of the most profound and often unfiltered things. He's a glass of water in the desert. I love him to death, and I know so many others do too. I've known Mordecai for over 10 years now, and in the countless times I've hung out with him, I've always been like, man, I wish I recorded this. Well, we did. Mordecai has been quarantined up in Maine, of course, and has, well, a lot to say. So the team and I were like, he needs his own podcast. Well, now he has one. We kicked this off with what was going to be a 5-minute conversation, and things really took off from there. But Mordecai wants to hear from you. He's going to be judging your closets in the most Mordecai way and chatting with some of the most incredible folks on his new show. So without further ado, here's our chat. What we're going to do here is we're going to get other episodes. We're going to have people submit their fits to you and you can talk to them about it. But here's what I want to talk to you about. What are the last things you got on eBay? And I know we talked a little bit about this and you leaked some things. You don't have to give me your terms, but what's the, I see you pulling your phone out. What are some of the last things you got on eBay?
eBay. So this is trouble because, so Sarah has an eBay account and I have an eBay account.
Okay.
The laptop was open. I'm searching for something and I hit watch and I've done it before. And instead of watching on my account, it's none of her fucking business what I buy. It was on her account.
Oh boy.
Cool. Big deal. She didn't even know that. She claims she was looking for something for my birthday and she hit make an offer. Somehow. Oh, because she made an offer on something and she realized a week later, I made an offer on that item too.
Get out of town.
Yeah. And she wanted to buy for my birthday.
Aw.
And she got outbid last minute or whatever, but somehow she realized either before or after that I also made an offer, whatever. And I said to her, like, what was it? And she's like, what do you mean? You make an offer on so many things? Like, and I was like, Sarah, it's embarrassing. Like, I'm like an eBay whore. I'm a clothing whore. Clothing horse? I'm a whole clothing whore.
Whatever.
Yeah. And I don't know what my point was. It was just interesting that she had an
Indo. You and your wife are bidding on the same thing for you.
Yeah. And it happened once before too. But the only, she saw the offer because it was from her own account.
Oh shit.
So that's what it was. That's what she saw, that I had made an offer for something. But I think really, you know, like you're thinking about a teddy bear and then it like comes across your phone as an ad and you're like, fuck, the thing hears me. It's very real. It's Amazon. Yeah. It's linked with your phone. It knows what's going on. I think the same thing with eBay and Sarah. Like, she knows I love L.L. Bean, so she probably put in like vintage L.L. Bean. Da, 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 da. Anyway, so last night, as a little thing, I was like, Sarah, let me just show you my watch. And she was like freaking out. Like, it just,
oh my god,
it just goes and 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 goes. Like, granted, a lot of these probably ended. No, these are actually all still in. You know, it just goes and goes and goes. This is my watch. If I went to offers, which is almost more embarrassing, by the way, I hit up somebody big at eBay last night to talk. No response. that's the other thing. You know, it's like, I want to like somebody, an executive, is that the term? An employee at L.L. Bean, non-retail. Now, to me, that's an executive. I guess if you're in design, it's not an executive. But you know what I'm talking about, right? Somebody in marketing at L.L. Bean brought me to my door yesterday, to my door. Actually, to the mailbox. It's on the road, like a road, like a farmhouse. He brought me a shopping bag with a vintage shirt that he knew I'd love and homemade banana bread. You know?
Wow.
Welcome to Maine. Doesn't know it's my birthday, nothing, right? So I want to put this on Instagram. Like, thank you.
Yeah.
L.L. Bean, I can hide the tag. No one's business.
But sure.
I don't want to put his name. Why? Because I don't want some fucking schmuck in New York or in Ohio to like, ooh, let me hit up John Smith and see what his role is at L.L. Bean. And let am I crazy? You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to make the connections for people. I work so hard for these connections that it's like these schmucks that are like, send me your contact. You know what I'm talking about. It's kind of weird.
Here's the thing. You're not crazy, but I would say you're overly concerned about your own reach in the sense that, like, cool, look, here's the thing. You've, while we were talking, okay, there are people that you know that you can text and they'll respond to you because you're you and you're cool. And if I have I have all those exact same numbers or anyone else, right? And they say, no, they're not going to respond because, you know, and this is the thing, like, and maybe it's your Achilles heel is also what makes you great because you're never going to come off really cocky and arrogant like some other folks that we know that may just like get under our skin, you know, and it's not like to try to throw. Yeah. But it's like that sort of thing is also why people love you because you, yeah, I mean, you're you and you're not, you know, you're just doing your own thing.
I would hope. And hopefully one day it works. But like, I got to stop thinking so much also because like, I could put the guy up and no one has to know he works for L.L. Bean. I could just say, hey, Jeremy Kirkland, thanks for the gift. You know, no one knows what's in the bag. And the shopping bag happens to be an L.L. Bean shopping bag, but like that's their connection. It's just such a beautiful story that this guy like dropped this off for me. Doesn't even like, it's such a cool story to me. It's not even like, yeah. he knows me from press appointments in New York. Now, three editors show up to L.L. Bean's press appointment. You know, three editors. Good housekeeping. Yeah. You know, fucking Jet. Does that magazine still around? You know what I mean? And like Men's Health. Like that's who shows up to the L.L. Bean. I love them to death. But fucking right. Jesus, they're not showing up. You know what I mean? Like Vogue ain't showing up. You know, and I've been telling them for years, let me host, let me schmost. It's cute. You know what? They have the best food at a press presentation than any fucking Brunello farmhouse in Milan outside of the country of Italy, you know, whatever. And during Pitti Uomo, you know, best food. Best fucking
food. L.L. Bean has the best food.
Yeah, they do. They do.
All right.
But you could hear a pin drop on the floor. You know what I mean? So if they're hearing this, great. I love you to death. But at the same time, you know, it's cute and all, but it's really not. It's not that cute when no one shows up because you're spending all this money to come to New York from Maine. You're decorating a fucking press room. But my point is, what was my point?
Your point is about L.L. Bean and the reach?
No.
And why? And no one's there?
No. I don't know what my point was.
It's all right.
It made me think of something else, which I'll bring up in a second. I don't want to get too off topic, but okay.
Well, we're already way off topic because we were asking about what's your eBay, what's in your watch list.
Oh, right. So you don't want to give it up, you know? So I'm going to say I could, you know, put this thing up. Thanks for the gift. You know, that's all, you know? So,
yeah.
So I did tell you my last item, but maybe we got cut off, but we won't talk about the past. We'll go forward. Vite de Gangen. Should I show you pictures or should I just tell you?
Just tell me because no one
forgot because we're not really here.
Yeah,
we're gonna have to really get used to this, which points me into the next topic. Okay, so I got a I'm thinking how to describe it without giving the name or the keywords because the name brand. If I say vintage hand knit socks, you don't need a brand. You know what I mean? It don't need a brand because it's the hand-knit socks that's the motherfucking keyword. So I got the most beautiful, beautiful – it didn't come in the mail yet, and thankfully it's coming to our quarantine house because I could have it here because I miss some things from home. I got a – you know, I could be real simple. I got a light jacket. Or I could be a non-dick and I say I got a fucking fuchsia bubblegum pink, cotton candy pink. Blush pink. I have to learn the color. Fleece zip up. So
from who?
From somebody in Oklahoma.
Okay.
Oh, you mean who made it? It's actually made in the USA.
Okay.
I don't know who sewed it. It's from Bean. everyone goes to Pata for the fleece. I don't for two reasons. One, big deal. They're not the only makers. Two, the good ones are super expensive, but the ones I like, ooh, the big microphone. What are you hiding behind there? A drink?
This
is so cool. And a big iced coffee. I don't even see anything. So I got this L.L. Bean vintage fleece. Fucking, you know, the pullovers are so cool. And it took me so long to get into a pullover because I felt like I wanted open. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to be restricted. I finally got into the whole idea of a fleece because you leave it on all day. You hike up the arms and you're good to go. It's fine indoors. It's fine outdoors. Now I'm graduating to the full zip fleece.
Oh, there you go.
I haven't done it yet. I got two, but I haven't done it yet. And there's got to be something real Cardigan-ish about it, because if you're like me, you know, like everyone has their own thing, you know, like these rock stars, they walk around like this all day and they play with their nipple while they're talking to you. And like,
you mean like the shirt collar pulled down?
Yeah, people have different shticks, you know. With me, okay, I probably want to play with the zipper all day. It's probably what I want to do.
All right, well, here's a question. You get new clothes. How soon do you have them before you wear them?
This is a really good question. This is a really good question. I have socks in my drawer over 15 to 18 years old that are new with the motherfucking tag, okay? I would go to Cartier on a snow day, fall in love with the beautiful girl sales girl, and walk out and buy Cartier Declaration. It's the cologne. It's the cheapest thing in the store. Same thing would happen at Yoji. I'd buy socks. Same thing would happen at Comme des Garçons. I'd buy socks. Same thing would happen at If Boutique in Soho. I'd buy socks. Entry-level purchases, because it's okay, a good thing to get into a brand. So because of that, I have socks and underwear. No underwear left that are just new at the brand. I will put things on ice. I will hide them from myself. And it's like, there's two things.
Want to hear the rest? Visit patreon.com/blammo to listen to this exclusive episode and tons more. Sign up and get it all, including access to our members-only community, live events, and upcoming miniseries featuring Mr. Moore and more. See you there.